Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Anyway, on to something. Also, I suppose, positive, though it has a rather dark backstory. In September 1961, a battalion of the Irish Army in the Congo found themselves under attack. Outgunned and outmanned, it turned into a siege that lasted nearly a week. The attackers sustained heavy losses. There wasn't one Irish death. Yet when those soldiers returned to Ireland, they were greeted with a curious silence. As a result of various campaigns and the book and movie, The Siege of Jadaville, they are finally to be recognised with medals of bravery. It was one of Enda Kenny's final decisions as Taoiseach. On the line is one of the men who were there, Company Quartermaster Sergeant Michael Tighe. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by telling us a bit about your tours in the Congo? Because you had, as I understand it, you'd done one already before Jadaville happened.
I did indeed. I'd done one before Jadaville and I'd done another one after it.
Right, okay. And so in your first tour, was it relatively uneventful?
Well, the first tour was known as the Pathfinders because it was the first time that Irish troops had served abroad. And by and large, we were completely ignorant of what we were getting into. We were kitted out with stuff that was more suitable for the North Pole than the tropics.
Yes.
And as a result, we laboured for a little while until we got the proper kit. By kit, I mean uniforms and stuff like that.
Mm. You were a very valuable resource then when it came to your second tour in that you had a bit more experience.
Well, that's true, yeah. I would have learned from quite a bit from the first tour, yes.
Yeah. And you know, when Jadaville happened or was happening, was there kind of a gradual realisation on your part that there was such a massive force coming to attack you?
Well, we were well aware that there was a formidable force out there and that they were well trained and led by former French, commandos and stuff like that. But we weren't aware of the numbers involved because not alone had you the conventional forces there, you had tribesmen and all sorts of natives that, and then you had the white population were hostile to us as well. So not alone had we to contend with the conventional forces, we had the civilians that were up in arms against us as well.
And the siege, in terms of the way you fought the battle, many people have paid tribute to it in a planning sense, that it was a great example of strategic defence. Was there much time to plan that out?
Well, there wasn't a lot of time, but Commandant Quinlan, Lord rest him, one of the first orders he gave us, once we had got an inkling that things weren't as they should be, he ordered us to dig in straight away. And he personally came round to check the fortifications himself to see that they were, adequately dug, they were deep enough and, could afford us as much protection as possible should the worst come to the worst.
Mm. After that tour, when you came back to Ireland, were people aware of what had happened to you?
Well, at that time we didn't have the communication that we have now, and people weren't really aware of what went on, and I don't think that it suited the government of the day to publicise it too much either.
Mm.
So we came back largely to I won't say a hostile environment, but Jadaville wasn't spoken about. And if spoken about, it was spoken about to people who had been there and maybe having a pint in the bar, they would speak among themselves, but it wasn't, by and large, it wasn't spoken about at all.
Mm. The Irish troops who were there, presumably you all kept in touch with each other over the years.
Well, we did over the years, yes, of course. And every other walk of life, they drifted apart, they went all over the world. Australia, the States, England, and you do lose contact after a while, but they have been coming together on the occasions when, such as the parades in Athlone and Dublin and stuff like that.
Mm. Now, when you went back to Congo then for your third tour, given what had happened on the second one, were you somewhat nervous about going back?
I wasn't nervous because, it was voluntary. If I was nervous, I wouldn't have volunteered for the third tour.
Yes, and presumably that tour was a bit better.
It was, because we were based in Leopoldville, which is Kinshasa now, and it is a pretty modern city. Now, we weren't in the city, we were on the outskirts, and our duties consisted of largely of patrolling into the bush to show the flag, more or less, you know?
Yeah. And over those three tours, had the message got back to Dublin about equipping you better and preparing you better for these kind of tours?
Oh, indeed it had. And you know, the lessons that were learned in the Congo operation, which lasted from 1960 to 1964, with approximately 6,000 troops taking part in it, those lessons were learned are being applied to this very day.
Over the years then after that, was it forgotten about? And what do you think changed that now you are finally getting this honour?
Well, it was never forgotten about by the people who had the misfortune to be there. But I would suggest that the film itself brought it to the fore and brought us to where we are today. Now, that combined with the efforts of a man called John Gorman, who has spearheaded right from the start the effort to get our situation recognised.
Yeah. And when did you hear that the men of Jadaville were going to be honoured with medals?
Well, I got a call the other day telling me that Andy Kenny, that one of the last functions he did before he left government was to sanction the commission of the medal and the issuing of the medal. Now, I had been with other people with him on the 22nd of February up in his office in the Dáil, and he did say that he would do all that he could, and fair dues to him, he was a man of his word, he'd followed through on that.
Yeah, and do you have any details yet as to when the medals might be awarded?
No, I haven't got any details, good, bad or indifferent. There have been some suggestions that it might be presented ideally by the president in Áras an Uachtaráin. The other suggestion would be that Jadaville Day is in October in Athlone, and that would be, I would presume, the more feasible option.
Mm. And that's as you mentioned, that's October the 22nd is Jadaville Day. How many people are still with us who were in Jadaville?
I'm not 100% sure of this, but I think that there are less than 40 alive today.
And no doubt it'll be very significant for them, but very significant for the families of all the people.
Well, it's going to be very significant for the families of all the people that survived and the families of the people who have passed on. But I would be more cognizant of the people who, through one thing or another, were in a situation where they actually took their own lives as a result of, you know, mental pressure or whatever, PTSD, if you like, which wasn't heard of back then. Like, when we finished our tour, we didn't have much of a debriefing, good, bad or indifferent. I was personally given a month's pay. I was given a ticket to my hometown. Bye-bye, that's it. No debriefing, no nothing at all.
Yeah.
And we were left to cope with on our own.
And do you think you suffered from any degree of PTSD?
Well, look, I don't think there's a man that had been in Jadaville that haven't had flashbacks at some stage or another. And I certainly would be one of those. But I can't speak for the rest of them, but I would vouch that every one of them would have flashbacks. And unfortunately, at least six of those guys took their own lives.
Yeah, those things, I imagine, don't leave one very easily. But nonetheless, congratulations to you, Michael. It's well-deserved after a very, very long journey. Company Quartermaster Sergeant Michael Tighe, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.